where I live and the areas in which I live, you had an outhouse.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well, a privy is what one of the modern terms is used to that.
Well, I'm sure
do
I didn't.
Do you ever hear any joking words for that?
Well, I'm sure I did, but they don't come to me right off.
Great hope.
What sort of animals did you have?
We raised hogs. We had cows quite a bit. Of course, raised calves. We worked with mules. Had a horse a time or two. Had chickens. Pet rabbits. Dogs, cats. Had goats.
Goats?
Oh, yeah.
What did you have those for?
Fun. We just played with them.
Sure.
Tried to feed them, give them plenty of water, and played with them. Other than that, they served no purpose.
Yeah.
They didn't even eat the tin cans, so.
Where would you keep the cows?
In the pasture.
Okay, what about a fenced-in? I mean, a place with shelter?
In the lot. For the cattle?
Uh-huh.
Well, we usually think of it as a barn or the cow, or the shed.
Uh-huh.
Usually a shed, a lot of time, will just have a roof out, which protect from above without open sides.
Mm-hmm. What was that you mentioned just before that? The lot?
Yeah, the lot. And down in the lot. That would be an enclosed area where you did your milking, maybe.
Do you have another name for that? A fenced-in place outside the barn where you milk?
Can't recall anything maybe other than the milking lot.
Okay. And what about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals can walk around?
Other than the pasture?
A smaller fenced-in place. Would you call that the lot?
We would refer to that as the lot, yeah.
Okay. And where would you keep corn?
Usually in a shed.
Okay. Any other?
Corn crib.
Is the corn crib a separate building or is that part of it?
Most of the time the corn crib is a separate building by itself because it's just, it's not a real large building, but it's all it has in it's corn.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep the rats out.
Where do you keep grain?
We kept our feed either in the house or in the shed.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a granary?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I never associated it with our place.
Uh-huh. Do you associate with this area at all?
Not really, because we think of the granary as being a large area that deals commercially with grain, and farmers from several areas bring in grain where they have thousands of tons of grain. This is what I associate granary with.
We really never had a barn as such.
What was the layout of your barn?
We really never had a barn as such except for one place. And it was a reasonably large barn. It had the hay in the top and it had a milking stall down in the bottom. It had a few places to put cows up if you need to put them up, you know, in what we might call as a stall. And had a hallway down through the middle of it.
What did you call that top part?
The loft.
Okay. And was that just one
level above the ground level, yes.